Our Heavenly Father, please fill this space and wherever the listeners are with your Holy Spirit and open up their ears to hear your message, and let my words be your words in Jesus' name. I am human and prone to error. Please help me if any of my flesh gets in the way of your message, because my heart's desire is only to share what you have placed on my heart. Guide me with the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen. I felt God spoke to me in my morning prayer and said to tell this to you for this episode. The people need to enter through the narrow gate, my child. The narrow gate is me, and only I can take them to the Father. Only I am the way, the truth, and the life. The world is in darkness where my light does not shine, and those who do not follow me will befall the darkness. The all-consuming fire will burn them, and they will have no way out other than to come to me. Those who follow me will see the glory of God shine upon them, even in the darkest hour, and they will witness my full power. The Lord saith unto you, darkness covers the earth, and all who follow me alone will see God's face shining on them, and the light will come upon them, and they will rise out of the darkness and shine like a morning star upon the rest of the people. A light that is lit is not meant to be in darkness and hidden. It is meant to arise and shine. Arise and follow me alone, my people, and shine your lights on the rest of the nations. Only then will you see the fullness of the goodness of my Father who is in heaven come into your lives. Only when you follow me wholeheartedly, my people. This was the end of the message that I felt God speak. In Isaiah 60:1, in the Bible it states, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. In John 8:12, in the Bible it states, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In Ephesians 5:14, in the Bible it states, this is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. I have seen this literally unfold in my surroundings and in my own life. Have you seen this in your lives? Think of all of the miracles you have seen in your lives, and all of the lives that have changed for the better. The Lord supernaturally brings in the light. The indwelling of His Holy Spirit lets us have power to change actual major situations on earth. People get healed and transformed, even in cases where without His presence in their lives, they were told there is no hope. All kinds of medications were used and they were not getting better, and instead getting worse, until they decided to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I have heard testimonies of people where His presence in their lives has caused them to accomplish so much more than what they were able to do on their own. They were able to multiply their efforts because once a few people were saved, then those people in turn had the Holy Spirit too, and went around making new groups and saving others and so forth. I wonder why people deny him even in their worst hour. I have seen people get sick and go through major difficulties in their lives, but when they are told to follow or believe in Jesus and he will heal them, they would rather go through all of these difficulties rather than to follow him and get healed. Do you know someone in your life that is doing this? For some of them, I feel it's not that they haven't seen what Jesus can do. It's almost like they are choosing to go without him. My understanding now is that on earth we have a combination of light and dark. And in order to go into the kingdom of God on earth, you need to follow the narrow path, Jesus. In 1 John 1, 5-9 in the Bible, it states, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." I believe that once we die and are transformed, the darkness and light are separated. And you can either choose to be separated from God or be forever with God. Some people ask me, why would anyone choose to live in the darkness? My answer to that is the same reason they choose to live in darkness on earth. There are places on earth right now that are in so much darkness, yet people choose to live that way and continue to live that way instead of going to the Lord for help and getting out of their situation. Going to the Lord for help is both supernatural. What I believe that means is that it is the unseen that materializes into the world over time and also gives you help from the physical body of Christ on earth. The body of Christ can help people. That means you have flesh and blood infused with God's Holy Spirit helping you. Some people may think, well, Jesus is a spirit and he's there in your mind, heart, and soul. So how can he help you? The answer is both, supernaturally and through the new family you gain in the body of Christ that you didn't have before. He is here among us as well. I pray that you will see this light in your lives and that you will follow the Lord Jesus Christ daily and wholeheartedly. I pray that you will see his fullness of his goodness and glory in your lives as a result, in Jesus' name. I pray you will arise and shine, because a lamp that is lit is not meant to be hidden, as it states in Matthew 5, 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. May God bless you and your families.